USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The world has been watching the United Kingdom as King Charles III was officially proclaimed the new British monarch.
By the grace of God, of the United Kingdom, of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of his other realms and territories, King, head of the Commonwealth, defender of the faith, to whom we do acknowledge all faith and obedience with humble affection.
His Majesty paid tribute to his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, who died on Thursday.
I know how deeply you, the entire nation, and I think I may say the whole world, sympathize with me in the irreparable loss we have all suffered. It is the greatest consolation to me to know of the sympathy expressed by so many to my sister and brothers, and that such overwhelming affection and support should be extended to our whole family in our loss.
The palace announced the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth will take place on Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey. The king declared that day as a national holiday. The death of the queen has united what some have dubbed the Fab Four. Prince William and Princess Kate of Wales and Prince Harry with his wife Duchess Meghan together to greet mourners at Windsor Castle to view the sea of floral tributes left by the public in honor of the prince's grandmother. It was their first joint appearance since the queen's death. The mayor of a Chicago suburb says he was not informed by anyone that migrants bused from Texas to Chicago would be sent to his village. Burr Ridge Mayor Gary Grasso telling WMAQ-TV that 64 migrants were sent from the Windy City. They're now in hotel housing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's been months since Ukrainian forces have been able to claim a victory on the battlefield. They're doing so now as the Kremlin says it's pulling back troops from two areas in the Kharkiv region where a Ukrainian counteroffensive has made great strides in the past week. The news comes days after apparent advances by Ukraine. The vice president speaking to NBC this weekend.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking on the Mar-a-Lago investigation.
What do you say to the argument that it would be too divisive for the country to prosecute a former president?
Our country is a country that has gone through different periods of time where the unthinkable has happened, where there has been a call for justice, and justice has been served.
That was during an interview with Meet the Press. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A strike is underway at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana, where parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles are made. UAW members have health and safety concerns and allege that the company has said no to fixing the HVAC system. An alligator, drug, guns, and money were seized during a raid at two homes in Albuquerque last month, but New Mexico wildlife officials say they're still searching for a young tiger that they believe is being illegally kept as a pet. Investigators think the tiger is with someone in the state or somewhere nearby. I'm Kenneth Burns.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.